that is owned by the city of Hollister, and they bought it in 2016 and did not get the, apparently the paperwork just now getting through to get it off the tax rolls.
Label as Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date, 3/13/17.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, the next set is personal property paid abatements or refunds, or otherwise known as refunds. Abatement numbers are 300185 through 189. The first two is leased equipment rendered in error. There's documentation showing where the leasing company had paid it and the leasee company, I guess you'd say, paid, where both companies have paid the property tax on them too. On the third one, 187, it is another leasing company mistakenly filed a vehicle that was located in and registered in another state. The next one is 188. Corrected the vehicle for 2016. It was a 2012 Dodge truck, was erroneously assessed as a 2015 model. And on 189, leased vehicle was filed in error. See attachment on the account number 19742, BMW Financial. It's another leasing situation where the person filed, paid the taxes, and the leasing company also paid the taxes on it.
Do you want to call Exhibit B, or do you want to just go from abatement number 185 through 189?
Label Exhibit B.
I make a motion that we approve the abatements, Exhibit B, given.
With today's date?
Trying to think what it is. From March the 13th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bid recommendations for Dodge Patrol cars, two of them. Bid number 201702-366.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning. Thank you. This is in reference to bid number, as just mentioned, for Dodge Patrol cars requested by the sheriff. I released this bid on February the 11th. It closed last week. Usual bid invitations went out to numerous vendors. On this particular bid, I think we only received responses from two vendors.
One vendor.
That's right. One vendor. So apparently Dodges aren't as lucrative for certain dealerships. We sent that out to at least 12 different dealerships. And we did have one vendor that called me, and he actually sent me an email due to the storm in St. Louis, UPS didn't get the package delivered in time. I agreed to an extension within reason, and it's they still didn't get the package to me in time. So we would have had two. That's why I said two.
So the bid was specifying it to be a Dodge patrol car?
Yes.
Yeah. So the sheriff has reviewed that one response, and I'll turn it over to him for recommendation.
The one response that we received, they did meet all the requirements, including a 5-year, 125,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. It's from Tri-Lakes Motors for $25,528. Would recommend accepting that bid.
Why do you think...
I'm sorry?
Why do you think we didn't get other bids?
I have no idea.
I'm just curious, does a Dodge car prove to be better for the sheriff's office?
As far as the cars go, they are. They are one of the reasons why we're going to that extended warranty is because of having a lot of motor problems at higher miles.
So, and they'll give a higher warranty, higher extended warranty?
Well, you can get the extended warranties on them to cover that.
And that's the 5-year, 125,000?
Yes, bumper to bumper.
Move to award bid number 201702-366 to Tri-Lakes for two vehicles.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
In the bid specs, did you put in there like we normally do as far as if we wanted to purchase more later in the year we could?
Yes. Yeah.
Pretty much boilerplate anymore on these.
Bid recommendations for Ford F-150 patrol vehicles, two of them, and bid number 201702-367.
Yes, this bid was also requested by the sheriff, and on February the 11th was released to the public, sent out the usual amount of direct bid invitations to a dozen or so various dealerships. In this particular instance, we received responses from five different dealers. The sheriff took possession of copies of all those responses and completed his review, and I'll turn it over to him now for recommendation for award.
We, as Mr. Erickson said, we did receive five responses. The responses were from Lou Fuse, Ford, Tri-Lakes Motors, Joe Mawkins Ford, Shawnee Mission Ford, and Republic Ford. Out of those five, Shawnee Mission Ford in Shawnee Mission, Kansas was actually the lowest, with Tri-Lakes Motors being the second lowest. There is some discrepancies between the two bids, the first one being the insurance difference, or the insurance warranty difference. Shawnee Mission Ford, they bid a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty with a $100 deductible. Tri-Lakes bid a 5-year, 125,000-mile with no deductible. The other difference on this, on the privacy glass on the vehicles, Shawnee Mission bid a dealer install on the privacy glass, which is basically put adding the film to the regular glass instead of the factory install on privacy glass, which was bid by Tri-Lakes. There's approximately, Shawnee Mission's bid was $32,550. Tri-Lakes Motors was $33,433. Due to the location of Tri-Lakes being here local instead of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, and the discrepancies between the glass and the warranties, I would recommend Tri-Lakes on this.
We usually get a worksheet like from the Road and Bridge showing that. Do you have that? Because they usually scan that into the...
Yeah, I thought that that was sent to you.
Oh, did you get it, Mike?
I don't.
I have this.
Is that it?
I think what she's saying, Jimmy, is the Road and Bridge Department does a better job of presenting stuff to us.
Well, that's just what I've since I've been here.
I assume that this has been sent to you.
If you want the bid tabs, I can send you bid tabs from now on, but I haven't been doing that.
It's because we have a new Road and Bridge Administrator.
Yeah.
He's really stepped up his game.
I'll have to get him to school.
Yeah.
That's just what I've been used to since I've been here. They've been scanning this in the minutes, so if we could get a copy, then okay.
I'll just send you the final bid tab.
Yeah, he's got right here. I think that'll work.
Move to award bid number 201702-367 to Tri-Lakes Ford for two vehicles.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Bid recommendations for Ford Interceptor 1, bid number 201702-368.
Yes, this also was requested by the sheriff, released to the public on February the 11th, same day as the previous two bids. In this particular bid, it closed on the 8th last week. We did receive responses from the same five dealerships as on the other Ford product. The sheriff took possession of copies of all those into review phase, and I'll turn it over to him now for his recommendation.
On this one also, we have basically the same differences, the warranty differences of 100,000 mile, which was from Shawnee Mission, Kansas, 5-year 100,000 versus with the $100 deductible. Tri-Lakes Ford was the second low bidder with a 5-year 125,000 no deductible. And there again, it's $800 difference in the bids between Shawnee Mission, Kansas and Tri-Lakes Ford here local. And I'd recommend our local bid, Tri-Lakes Ford.
What was the total amount?
The amount of it was $31,970.
What's an Interceptor? Is that an SUV or is
it's the Explorer, the SUV, yes.
Move to award bid number 201702-368 to Tri-Lakes Ford for one vehicle.
Second for discussion. What did you say the difference?
Second, and now we have some. You want some discussion?
Sorry. What did you say the difference was in the two?
Shawnee Mission Ford was $31,159. Tri-Lakes Motors was $31,970.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Can we have a copy of that?
Yep.
They scan these in.
Thank you.
For permanent records.
Those are posted on our website as well, those bid tabs. Mm-hmm. Once the award is made.
I just know that she's been scanning them, so when they, and that's something the auditors look at as they go down the minutes.
And I emailed it to her, too.
It's all right there. To her?
Yeah.
Okay. You have these already again?
Not those yet.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're not awarded yet until this minute.
Tipping service disposal agreement.
Thanks, guys.
I have a letter dated March 1st from Mr. Cotty approving the agreement with the Taney County Tipping Services disposal agreement.
So we've already awarded this. This is the actual agreement.
Correct. These should all be the contract.
Yeah. Move to approve the tipping services disposal agreement by and between Taney County and Republic Services of the Ozarks.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Agreement for Global Navigation Surveying System.
Which company was that, Randy?
This was Ozark Laser and Shoring.
Move to approve the agreement for Global Navigation Surveying System by and between Taney County and Ozark
Laser and Shoring.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye. Sorry.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for pneumatic tire roller.
That agreement should be found kept